Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, April 23rd. A Bruce Gray Owen Sound federal election all candidates debate is set to go tonight at the Bayshore Community Center in Owen Sound. It's being put on by the Owen Sound and District Chamber of Commerce. The debate is set to take place from 7 until 9 tonight. A group of men dedicated to supporting charities in Grey Bruce is donating over $16,000 to the Reach Center. The 100 good men met at the Best Western Inn on the Bay in Owen Sound last night, and after hearing presentations from a few charities, they decided to support the Reach Center Grey Bruce with their quarterly contribution. Local chapter founder Don Day.
Do a lot of work with individuals with developmental disabilities or intellectual disabilities. A wonderful organization.
Each person in attendance cuts a $100 check to the charity of choice when the 100 good men meet quarterly. There were 167 in attendance yesterday, so the Reach Center will receive $16,700. There's a Bruce County Household Hazardous Waste Day coming up in Southampton. On Saturday, May 3rd, you can take your hazardous waste to the Southampton Works Yard from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. They'll be taking things like paints and stains, propane tanks, used oil, aerosols, batteries, antifreeze, fluorescent lights, pharmaceuticals, pesticides, and more. The Ontario government is launching investigations into a handful of school boards because of suspected financial mismanagement. None of them are local, but you might remember some Thames Valley District school board members' three-day stay at the former Skydome Hotel in 2024, while it was already running deficits and cutting services to students. An investigator has recommended control of the Thames Valley School Board be vested in the ministry. Other school boards in hot water include the Brant Haldimand Norfolk Catholic District School Board, which racked up almost $190,000 in expenses. $63,000 of that was in legal fees to manage the fallout related to a 2024 Italy trip to buy religious art for two new schools. The Toronto Catholic and public school boards are also facing deficits that will be reviewed by the province. On the federal election campaign trail, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is talking about national rent control today. He wants to ban rent evictions and fixed-term leases, recognize the right of tenant unions to negotiate with landlords, ban corporations from buying existing affordable rental buildings, and boost the Rental Protection Fund to help nonprofits purchase affordable apartments. Liberal leader Mark Carney focused on BC voters today. He talked about building homes and using BC and Canadian technologies and resources like mass timber and softwood lumber, supporting clean energy and tech by proceeding with Canada's six major investment tax credits, and diversifying Canadian trade away from the United States, as well as working towards reconciliation with First Nation, Inuit, and Métis people. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre touted the recent announcement of support for his party from the Toronto Police Association. He also announced a plan to give law enforcement the power to dismantle what he calls dangerous and illegal tent cities and ensure people living in them who need help are connected with housing, addiction treatment, and mental health services. Poilievre says he'd take a housing-first approach to homelessness. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 166 points to 24,472. The Dow Jones is up 419 points. Our dollar is trading at 72 U.S. cents, down 35 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $62.34, down $1.33 a barrel. In sports, the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs continue tonight with three games. It's Game 2 in the Montreal-Washington and Edmonton-LA Kings matchups. Also tonight, Game 3 between Dallas and Colorado. That series is tied 1-1. Tomorrow night, the Battle of Ontario shifts to Ottawa for Game 3 between the Maple Leafs and Senators. The Professional Women's Hockey League is set to expand to Vancouver. Reports say the six-team Women's Pro League is set to announce its first expansion franchise, and the Blue Jays will look to avoid being swept in the finale of a three-game set in Houston tonight. The Jays' bats have gone silent as they've dropped the past four in a row. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of showers overnight and a risk of a thunderstorm. A low of 8, rising to 12 degrees by Thursday morning. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and a high around 16 degrees. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.